of deadly Saudi airstrikes in Sanaa, Yemeni forces and allied fighters from popular committees have stepped up their retaliatory attacks against the kingdom and Saudi-backed militants. In the southwestern province of Taiz, Yemeni forces have managed to recapture Al-Makhazin village, located in the Mehdi district, from the Saudi-backed militants. They have also seized control of Yakhtol village in the Mocha district of the northwestern province of Hajja.
The Yemeni army and popular committees have taught the Saudi army and its mercenaries a good lesson. They fired ballistic missiles on gatherings of Saudi-backed militants on their supply routes and ammunition stockpiles.
These latest operations came in response to Saudi Arabia's recent air raids on residential areas. In one of the deadliest attacks, 14 civilians lost their lives when Saudi fighter jets targeted residential buildings in Sana'a on August 25th, days before Eid al-Adha.
Saudi Arabia attempted to make gains, taking advantage of this religious occasion, but the army and popular committees were on high alert and foiled such attempts.
The victories scored by the Yemeni forces have prompted the Saudi-backed government of former President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi to replace its chief of staff, General Al-Qushaybi, with Dr. Tahir Al-Qulay'i.
The Saudi replacement of the chief of his staff is an attempt by Riyadh to make up for its previous losses at the hands of Yemeni army and popular committees. Such a move will lead to more failures, as dialogue is the only way to resolve differences between political factions.
Observers believe such retaliatory operations carried out by Yemeni forces may force Riyadh to rethink its strategy regarding Yemen. They say an end to Saudi Arabia's brutal campaign will pave the way for political factions to reach a peaceful settlement to the conflict in the Arab country. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.